What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, November 16th, 2018. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We've got a lot to talk about today. It's been another very busy news day here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions. And, of course, a reminder that in hour number three of our show today, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us with her unique perspective on the world. So let's get right on into it. Obviously, down in Florida, things are still chaotic, to say the least here. In the machine recount, Republican Rick Scott actually gained votes over Democrat Bill Nelson. Nelson is still refusing to concede, and now, of course, they're into a hand recount. Okay, if the machine recount won't give the Democrats what they want, it'll be a hand count. Okay, and if that doesn't work, then they'll get a kitten count and maybe a hamster count. And they're just going to keep on going until they get the result that they want. Now, Ron DeSantis won the Florida recount, but the George Soros-funded Democrat, Andrew Gillum, is still refusing to concede there. And believe it or not, after all that Sturm und Drang about we've got to have a recount, we've got to get, you know, embrace it, Gillum effectively gained one whole vote out of all of that, one additional net vote. And that brought them to within basically a 0.41% margin between Gillum and DeSantis. And that's well outside the 0.25% needed for yet another recount, but Gillum is still refusing to concede. So it really is getting ridiculous here. Now, believe it or not, there was a big stink where some of the Florida counties missed the recount deadline, one of them by only 2 minutes. And so the Election Commission went back to the original numbers. And election officials are being accused of intentionally missing the recount deadline to aid the Democrats, because in some of these recounts, the Democrats actually lost ground, like with Rick Scott and Bill Nelson. So they didn't want to go with those numbers. They wanted to go with the first numbers, which were closer, while they try and push for this recount by hand, which is now underway here. Now, this is a little bit alarming here. This story came on out of, it was linked to Investment Watch blog, and there was a video by this group, Voting Transparency Group, Audit USA, and John Brakey, the director of Audit USA, actually got a video recording looking at these ES&S voting machines used in Broward County and discovered they had cellular modems on them. Now, ES&S is out there saying, well, this is just so the results can be sent in over the cellular system. Well, come on. Once you put these voting machines online, they're wide open to any hacking, tampering. I mean, that's exactly the kind of thing that we were trying to get away from. Once you've got a modem on that election machine, they could be reprogrammed on the fly. They could pass the pre-election audit perfectly, and then in the few minutes before the polls open, new software could be downloaded onto them. They could steal the election for the Democrats, and then when the polls close, the original software could be loaded back on, so it could pass the post-election audit. This is ridiculous. Where was the Department of Homeland Security on all this? I thought this is what they were supposed to be doing. At the very least, I mean, there's so many places in this election process that need to be worked on. The one area where Department of Homeland Security said they were going to do was make sure these machines could not be hacked from the outside. And here they have cellular modems on them. All right, we're going to take a phone call here from Layla in Ontario. Aloha, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
It's the judge appointed by Trump Timothy Kelly, I think his name is, who ordered that Jim Acosta be given back his press credentials. I think that's the most outrageous thing I've ever heard, because that judge, first of all, had all he had to do was just look at the press conference. All the other reporters had their hands up waiting to ask a question. And what Jim Acosta was doing was no less than bullying the president of the United States, or attempting to bully him. But Trump stood up to him and tried to keep order in the press conference. When I was a reporter, I've attended tons of press conferences, and never was any one person that disrespectful without losing the friendship or the respect of other reporters. You would never do that, because you deprive the others of their right to ask questions, unless you deny them the right of free speech. And an addendum to that question, I'd like to, that comment is a question, and that is, does the First Amendment give press reporters greater rights to freedom of expression? Is there a hierarchy within the institution of news reporting? And do they as a whole have greater rights than individual citizens to freedom of expression? I don't see anything. I haven't read the text thoroughly, but I don't see where anyone has a greater right to freedom. I couldn't just walk in there and say, I want to ask the president a question.
Well, the answer to your question there is no. The First Amendment is equal opportunity. Everybody has an equal right to speak. But, you know, ignoring for a moment CNN's throwing a party and everybody saying, ha ha, it's a victory for the media over the president. We put the president in his place. You need to actually take a closer look at what the judge said, because he didn't rule that Acosta was needed to get his press pass back on the First Amendment, but on the Fifth Amendment right to due process. Okay, and what the judge actually said is the White House did not follow its own policy, its own written policy in revoking press credentials, and so Acosta could get his press card back, but at that point, the White House still has the legal right to go through its own formal policy and yank the press card again. Now, I think they're probably not going to do that, because the optics on it would be bad. But that's what the judge actually said, was that Acosta had been denied due process in the manner in which his press credentials were revoked. But I think everybody pretty much understands Acosta was behaving badly. He wasn't acting like a journalist. He wasn't asking questions. He was out there shouting statements and grandstanding. And that's not what the press room is supposed to be for. I think he behaved very badly. I think CNN made a stink about it in a pathetic attempt to boost their ratings. And right now over at CNN, this is like their top story. CNN's top story is CNN. And ha-ha, we beat the president. We gave him what for. We showed him what was going to go on.
And I guess maybe that's why I did read that portion where the judge based it on due process. But how much due process is needed when the action of violating the rights of other reporters was so blatant? And due process was done because we heard the president repeatedly tell him to stop and desist, but he persisted. So that essentially constitutes a form of due process. He gave him plenty of warning. Now, maybe there wasn't, if I had been the judge, of course I'm not, but ideally, for the sake of respecting the rights of everyone's right to free speech, what he should have done, and I wish he had done, I should say, I'm not going to dictate what a judge should do, but I wish he had simply said, I'm going to withhold judgment until the White House decides how to handle this. I would recommend that
there was no reason for Trump to do that, because other presidents have kicked reporters out of the press room. In fact, there's a video link to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com where Obama is just saying, show that guy the door. It's only in the case of Trump where they made a big stink about it.
And this is what bothers me. I mean, there was a caller last week saying that, and I agree with him, we should not be constantly banging on Trump. He's got enough pressures. But the problem is that Trump is only one man. He can't carry the whole planet or the whole country on his shoulders alone. Everyone he has appointed has either stabbed him in the back or failed him, mm-hmm. starting with Jeff Sessions and a number of other judges. And so a couple of weeks ago, I said something about the fact that if you don't have a military, if you don't have a border, you don't have a country. Well, if you don't have a judiciary, you have nothing. If you don't have a credible judiciary that recognizes things within the context of the times and within the context within which the purported violation occurred, I mean, how is anyone going to have faith in the country? I think the arguments are quite self-evident, and they should have been self-evident to the judge, and he should have found a more diplomatic and balanced way to rule. I wish he had anyway. I guess that's all I have to say for now. Thanks for letting me blow off my steam.
All right. Well, steam is well and truly blown, and thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go here, and we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. All righty, getting on back to the election, and this election definitely was a circus. Out in Arizona, they have launched a formal investigation into voter fraud during the midterms, and we know there are already investigations underway in Florida. So this could be the watershed moment where investigators are going to say, look, we're not going to be intimidated anymore by party politics. We need to get control of this process over here. Let's see. Apparently, the Florida Democratic Party allegedly instructed workers and volunteers to reach out to voters who submitted mail-in ballots with signature issues and requested they resolve the discrepancies after the Florida deadline. Now, the instructions came after Election Day had passed, making the effort a violation of Florida's election rules. And that shows intent to commit election fraud. Apparently, the Democrats have been accused of robocalling non-citizen residents to vote 30 minutes before the polls closed in the state of Florida. The robocalls were going on out there and just saying, you know, the polls are about to close. Go over here and vote Democratic. And, of course, you do have to recall non-citizens are not allowed to vote here. But the Democrats, that's why they want open borders. That's why they love the illegal immigrants and the refugees. They rely on them to cling to power here. Let's see. Apparently, according to the Gateway Pundit, Democrat leaders in Florida directed staffers and volunteers to shear altered election forms to fix improper absentee ballots after the deadline. The plan was to have Florida voters fix and submit as many absentee votes as possible in hopes of including them in the vote totals. And an activist federal judge ruled that these illegal fraudulent votes had to be counted in Florida's election, effectively changing the rules of the election after the fact to help the Democrats win. Remember back in 2016, we saw that with Hillary lost the election. They were saying, well, we should just bypass, you know, the Electoral College here. Let's just say the popular vote wins and that's Hillary. They wanted to change the rules right there. And that's a big problem with the Democratic Party. It's a big problem with politics in general, but especially with the Democratic Party. And one of the reasons why mainstream America is rejecting them. They don't understand that for a nation to function, there do have to be rules, and you have to follow the rules. If you go totally lawless, if you go totally outlaw, you stop being a country and you start being a wilderness. So, all right, now, over in Fulton County, in Georgia, they had a vast number of provisional ballots submitted in this Democratic stronghold were rejected for being duplicates. And the Stacey Abrams campaign is pushing on Fulton County, running an entire campaign-style operation with phone banking, text, and email blasts to reach out to people who allegedly cast provisional ballots on Election Day. But again, everything that's coming on in that they're trying to basically force on through, duplicate ballots, rejected ballots, and non-citizens trying to vote. I've never seen election fraud this obvious. Of course, maybe it's this obvious because we're in the age of the independent media, and we're going to tell you what you need to know, whereas corporate media would not. Back when vote scam was being written during the Clinton years, not a word on the media about election fraud. And part of the reason is they're part of the system. At the very top of all these elections, there is what's called the Voters News Service. There actually is no government agency or civilian organization that oversees our elections. They're overseen by this private company called Voters News Service. Now, every once in a while, they change their name because they're trying to stay out of the spotlight. But all of these vote districts that are sending in their vote totals, they send them to Voters News Service, who is answerable to nobody. And they are owned by the major TV news networks and two newspapers, the New York Times and the Washington Post. And all the numbers go in there, and then they basically send out the forecasts and predictions to the TV networks to announce who won the elections. And there's no verification at all. No verification whatsoever. And they have been caught altering numbers before. The entire system is messed up. Apparently, there are 53,000 dead people on Florida's voter rolls. And apparently, the Florida election supervisors were resisting a push by state authorities to remove not just the dead voters, but the non-citizen voters from the voting rolls. We need those dead voters. We need those illegal immigrants. What's wrong with you people? You don't understand. We can't win an election just among the American citizens. You're not being fair. You're making us play by your rules. And let's see. Yeah, we already talked about this. U.S. District Judge Mark Walker ruled on the 15th. Some voters were denied the opportunity to validate or cure their rejected votes. And so they will be allowed to continue to attest their votes' validity by 5 p.m. on November 17th, which is tomorrow night. It is a mess. It is a joke. And, you know, Walker was absolutely right. The whole world is laughing at us. The whole world is laughing at us and our election system. Okay. All right. So now, one of the GOP candidates who felt the wrath of the Democrats has gone public with this. He was going to make a big stink about this. And you need to start, first of all, that a judge last week found Broward County in violation of the Constitution and ordered Broward County Election Supervisor Brenda Snipes to allow ballot inspections immediately during an emergency hearing on Friday. But Snipes did not turn over the ballots. She released the numbers on Saturday. Just trust us. Everything's fine. Now, Republican Matt Caldwell won his election for the state agricultural commissioner on Tuesday night. When he went to bed, we're talking election night Tuesday. When he went to bed on Tuesday, he had won his race by 40,000 votes. But then 3 days later, all of a sudden, Matt is down by 3,000 votes. The problem is there were now more votes being cast than there were voters in Broward County. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining what's really happened?
What and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And getting on back to the news here, we're still talking about the midterm election debacle here. And Tucker Carlson tweeted on out a perfect observation. If the last few days have taught us anything, it's that our entire election process is completely broken. Every state needs audited and corrected. Any politician not on board with this is violating their oath. Wake up, America. We're being played. We went through this debacle 18 years ago with Florida. We were promised that we would have an honest, fair, transparent, verifiable election system by now. Clearly, that has not happened. And without honest, fair, accurate elections, we don't have a republic. We have a banana republic. We're seeing this election fraud gets done over and over and over again with impunity. That's the very definition of a broken system. Tucker Carlson is absolutely right here. Okay, now, as you know, Nancy Pelosi is now having to deal with competition for the speakership. And apparently speakership candidate Marcia Fudge has fired off on Nancy Pelosi in a brutal critique. And so the catfight is definitely on. Now, as of the last word, Marcy is saying she will not have a final decision if she's going to run for the speakership until after Thanksgiving, meaning basically a week from today. Meanwhile, Giuliani is talking about the Robert Mueller questions for Donald Trump, saying they're unnecessary and possible traps. Now, apparently Trump has answered the questions in writing and sent them over there. And Acting Attorney General Whitaker is saying that as far as he's concerned, the Robert Mueller investigation can continue. And this is pure politics. It's got nothing to do with procedure and who's right and who's wrong. But I think the longer the Robert Mueller investigation is allowed to go on, the worse it's going to look. It's very obviously a witch hunt and a fishing expedition. And I know for a lot of people, we'd like, you know, we want to see the swamp cleaned up. And right now, it does look like Trump is just treading water, staying afloat, and thinks that's the best that can be done here. Now, in other developments, Chuck Grassley is now moving over to chair the Finance Committee. He is no longer going to be chairman of the Judiciary Committee. That seat is being taken over by Senator Lindsey Graham. And I am concerned that that means that the Senate Judiciary Committee is going to be less enthusiastic about pursuing certain investigations. Because even though Lindsey Graham is a Republican, he seems to be more involved in that clique, you know, with the power players than Grassley was here. Okay, we already talked about Jim Acosta's White House press pass. Again, CNN is out there just celebrating and saying, you know, it's a victory. It's a symbol of press freedom. It's going to keep the U.S. from becoming China. And again, CNN is making CNN their top story. But the judge basically said the issue was due process to revoke the press passes of bona fide reporters. And just says it has to be in writing. They can't just come on up and say, turn over your card here. So we'll see where this is going to go. But I think if Trump decides that he wants to appeal this decision, a higher court is going to simply say, just go ahead and revoke it again, but do it in writing and follow your own published procedure. In any event, Acosta and CNN came off looking bad on this. CNN has like 50 people with credentials, and they put in Jim Acosta, who wasn't acting like a reporter. He wasn't asking questions. He wasn't listening respectfully. He wasn't giving other reporters their turn. He was grandstanding, and he was shouting statements at the president. And as I said before, we have a video that is linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com where Obama just has a reporter ejected for being abusive. And, you know, Obama makes the point, hey, you're in my house. You know, a little decorum here, please. I remember on Obama's very first press conference as president, Helen Thomas asked him about what nations in the Middle East had nuclear weapons right there and then. Next day, she was gone. Nobody made a stink about that. This is just CNN looking to make noise for its own benefit, for its own ratings sake. All right, we're going to take another break here for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently down in Georgia, Stacey Abrams is lawyering up to try and contest the Georgia governor's election. Couldn't get it with the election, couldn't get it with the recount. Now she's got three dozen lawyers that are going to go on in and say, by golly, you just give it to me. So what a circus this has turned into. Back when John F. Kennedy won the election over Richard Nixon, and yes, Kennedy cheated, and Nixon knew he cheated. Everybody agreed for the good of the nation, it had to be kept quiet. They don't do that anymore. They don't care if we see that the election system is this broken here. Anyway, getting on back to CNN and Jim Acosta, CNN is really pounding on this dead horse to try and boost their ratings and screaming about how, you know, the ability of the president to revoke a press, it's a grave threat to freedom of the press. Meanwhile, what they're not reporting on is that the Trump Justice Department, by accident, through a ridiculously botched cutting and pasting error, has disclosed that there is a sealed indictment against Julian Assange, And while the exact charge is not noted, the Wall Street Journal is saying they suspect it may involve the Espionage Act, which criminalizes the disclosure of national defense-related information. Now, obviously, that is a much greater threat to press freedom. If they're going to start applying the Espionage Act to journalists. Now, I'm sure that the corporate media is going to try and make the case that Julian Assange is not a bona fide journalist. But the courts have already ruled that there's no such thing as a privileged journalist as opposed to somebody who is working in the public interest, which is most of the independent media here. There have been efforts to try and say that only people working for corporate media are guaranteed legal protections, but those have all failed. Those have all failed. There's your real threat to press freedom right now, what they're getting ready to do to Julian Assange. So, anyway, let's get into the conflict zones here. A lot of them out there. There are a lot of them out there. Okay, the U.S. is now claiming that Bashar al-Assad created ISIS to hurl the Middle East into chaos. That's their new spin. You know, we didn't make ISIS. We have no idea how they got all our money and our guns and our chemical weapons. You know, this was all Bashar al-Assad, where, you know, 6-7 years ago, you know, everything was fine. Everything was calm. Business was good. They were selling oil and there was peace across the land. And that dastardly Assad just said, I'm bored. I'm going to create ISIS and we're going to plunge the region into chaos and poverty and terror and death because, heck, that sounds like a lot of fun to do. And this is all coming from U.S. Ambassador to Syria, James Jeffrey, who I think is either off his medications or he's taking way too many of them. Because, again, look for what should be there and isn't. Because why would Bashar al-Assad want to throw the region into chaos when everything was working just fine? Makes him look good as the leader of Syria if everything's going along fine. It was the United States that plunged the Middle East into chaos. Still doing it. Still planning on doing it more. Still lusting after Iran. James Jeffries projecting. That's getting to be a really bad habit where countries who are doing bad things are saying, no, it's not us, them. They're the bad ones. Apparently, at least 23 civilians have been killed in fresh airstrikes by U.S.-led coalition warplanes in Deir al-Zawr countryside in eastern Syria, along with several homes. Sounds like they're hitting residential areas again, which is a tacky no-no under the international rules of law here. Russia is reporting that the U.S.-led coalition has resumed airstrikes east of the Euphrates River in Syria, and they are using white phosphorus munitions. This is coming from Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova. And she says the Americans have resumed intensive airstrikes against terrorist-controlled settlements along the eastern bank of Euphrates, including, according to local residents, the use of white phosphorus munitions. Okay. Now, this next story is rather interesting. And again, this may actually be the real reason Israel's defense minister, Avigdor Lieberman, stepped down. Supposedly, he stepped down over the ceasefire with Gaza. But it may be because of the fact things are not going well for Israel in Syria. So basically, Russia has made it clear that the previous status quo of Israel's strikes into Syria is now gone. And Moscow has made it very clear that any renewed Israeli attacks in Syria will be responded to. And Israel's in a rough place because I'm sure they're getting phone calls from the U.S. military industrial complex saying, you know, don't you dare risk losing one of those F-35s. If one of those gets shot down, boom, The whole thing is gone. People are not going to buy that anymore. All right, let's take a phone call here from Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Julian Assange, Mike, and how that relates to things like what's going on with ISIS, Syria. Assange is bringing things like this up, and now they're saying they're trying to bring the Espionage Act again. Let me give out the White House number, by the way, is 202-456-1111. Also, you can tweet Trump on his Twitter there. Tell him, free Julian Assange, free him now, or you will not have a chance in 2020, period. So he's got to understand.
Well, I'm afraid Trump has already made his position on Assange very clear, and it's not a very benevolent one.
Well, he better change it quick, okay? Because I'm not going to vote for him. I'll tell you the truth. I'd hate to think I'd vote for any Democrat, but other than Hillary, I'd probably vote for a Democrat. That's how disgusted I am. If Assange goes to jail or they don't let him out of that prison he's in right now, all right? This is not what we voted for. Millions of people are disgusted with this stuff, okay? Millions of people are disgusted with our stance in Syria. Nobody in his right mind, except some neocon, and they probably don't even believe it themselves, they're just spreading the lie, that Syria started ISIS. Everybody I can think of knows, except you won't see it, of course, on a mainstream media, that ISIS was started by USIS. Like John B. Wells said, ISIS is USIS. Goes Al-Qaeda. All right? It's true. Yep. Unfortunately, it's true. If somebody had told me this years ago, I'd have thought, it could never happen. But it is. The government of this country, not the whole government, but certain elements of it, is pure, stark, satanic-type evil. Whether you believe in the devil or not, I think they do, okay? It's satanic-type evil, and they will do just about anything. This is why I believe they did 9/11. This is why I believe they did Sandy Hoax. They set up the hoax. This is why I believe it was FBI, probably contractors, that shot up that school in the Cowards County there, and that Sheriff Israel was compromised to the point that he told his people to stand down, okay? This is why I believe Lombardo there in Vegas was a joke. I think the FBI did that shooting also, okay? This is one evil government, at least part of it. It is destroying this country, Mike. We cannot let this happen. Julian Assange is a hero. By the way, I just changed my Facebook profile to put his picture up there. Some other people have done it too. So I'm telling you, this is absolutely disgusting. He should be freeing Ed Snowden also. If it wasn't for Assange, Trump would have probably lost that election. It was Assange that exposed what happened.
Yeah.
Most likely, he got the information from Seth Rich. Meanwhile, that murder investigation has been buried by the crooked criminal D.C. police, very similar to Cowards County there. They have squashed it. Of course, the Federal Bureau of Idiots haven't pursued it either. Okay? This man was murdered by the DNC. I mean, they probably hired who knows who they hired to do it. But just the DNC was behind it. The deep state also. The same thing with the Kwans there. The Kwans, that was the reason why that stuff that was buried is because probably there's enough information if they dug deep enough into the Kwans, that it would bring, like you said before, would bring down a whole U.S. government, which I think would actually be good, because we'd then get some kind of an improvement, as long as we kept our Constitution, all right? This is absolutely disgraceful. They cannot get away with this. Trump better get it through his thick head. We're not going to tolerate this, okay? He is in bed with the same neocons that are trying to bring him down. You just mentioned Lindsey Graham. I didn't trust Graham when he started this, thing about with the judge there. I didn't trust him at all. I trust him as far as I can throw him. He's a neocon and a rat, a dirty, filthy, stinking rat, very similar to his mentor there, John McCain. The man is no good. He already has evidently tried to intimidate Whitaker into pursuing this stupid Russian investigation, when Whitaker should really be pursuing scumbags like Graham, who was part of that deep state, and what was really behind this so-called Russian collusion, which was not a collusion. If there's any collusion, it's Ukraine and Great Britain. Those are the collusions in that election. All right? I'm disgusted with
Mike. Talk about collusion again. What about the Uranium One deal? You know, I would like to see Whitaker go after that the email investigation. But right now, the only organization that is actually investigating what needs to be investigated is, of course, Judicial Watch. And I can imagine that, you know, they're trying to work within the system, but the system is definitely fighting back. And I'm very disappointed in Donald Trump because he has turned his back on many of the people and institutions that helped him into that Oval Office. Julian Assange and WikiLeaks is one. The independent media in general is another.
You should have put a guy like David Clark, Sheriff Clark, there in either the FBI directorship or the head of DHS. We wouldn't be having a lot of these messages. Guy like Clark was in there because the guy is a true constitutional patriot, a real peace officer. Okay, not just some kind of law enforcement officer or police. He is a true peace officer. He really served. He really loves this country. He loves the people of this country. And he's all for the Second Amendment. And he's, like I said, that's the kind of guy you should have in there. He would have cleaned it up. But no, he puts one shyster lawyer after another in charge of the FBI. First he gets rid of Comey. Now he puts another shyster in. And who else? And then he puts the same thing with the Justice Department. He puts a clown like Sessions in when he should have put a fire breather in there. Now he's got to seemingly have a fire breather in there, but he's not giving him full support. Okay, this guy's got to go after. I don't care if they fire up Mueller or not right now. They need to make Mueller understand that he is now the target of the investigation, not the investigator, because the man is crooked as the day is long. Those Rosenstein, who Trump again should have gotten rid of before the election, he didn't. He gave him another chance. The man is so simple-minded, he seems to think that he's running a business still. You're not building a condo, Donald. You're not building some kind of a resort. You're running the U.S. government, and you've got rats who will eat you alive if you don't watch it. And that's exactly what's happening.
Well, at this point, it's obvious that Trump has been compromised or controlled, or he was just as phony as any other politician that we've seen here, and I'm very disappointed in him. And I know right now he's not going to stand a chance in 2020 if he goes on betraying those who worked so hard to get him elected in 2016. It's just not going to happen.
Mike, starting with Flynn. So Flynn also knew about ISIS as USIS. He was very aware of that. He made it clear about that. He made it clear, too, that Russia was not our enemy. And Assad at our enemy. Okay? That's who we, you know, but as soon as things got a little rough, he threw him under the bus. He said, well, he lied to Pence. He shouldn't even have Pence as vice president. Actually, during the election, I was hoping that he would make Flynn his vice presidential because, I was reading a little bit up about Flynn, and that's the kind of guy he would have needed as his vice president. But no, he has to take another neocon like Pence. Okay? So this is the problem. And I don't know where this country's going. I don't want to think civil war. I really don't. But, again, it's probably better to have a civil war than a nuclear war. I mean,
I think we're heading for a collapse. We're heading for a collapse. I mean, every day I'm seeing more and more American people who are just saying this country doesn't work anymore for us. You know, it's working great for the money junkies. But this government at all levels does not work for the people any longer. And I think people are just ready to turn away. Anyway, Mark, I'm going to let you go here, and we're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. And, Dustin, I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Yeah. Remember, we all voted for Trump. And remember, he was the lesser of two evils, but remember what he said about Edward Snowden? That was like a pause. You know, remember he said he should be hung or something like that? Remember on Fox News when he was
That's right. Trump came down. But again, Edward Snowden didn't help his campaign.
Yeah, Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, I look at Edward Snowden. I mean, I'm still on the fence about Edward Snowden, if he was like a plant. You know what I mean? Because this whole Russian thing has been going on a long time, this whole buildup. You know, as I, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a buildup with Snowden, you got Ukraine, you got Syria, you got Russia collusion with the phony, you know, dossier. And it's just like this,
yep.
You know, it's just a playbook, you know, added on, piled on, piled on, piled on. And it's just, you know, and then now it's China, you know, China and Russia, because those are the, okay.
Okay. All right. There's the music. Dustin, just stay on the line. Going to put you on hold. We're going to take a break for some commercials. We're going to come back to Dustin. We have yet another caller waiting on the line. Then we're going to get back to more news. We'll be right back after these few words.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down Gaza tonight. Women and children.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, we're talking about the Russian hysteria. And somebody actually emailed me this YouTube video that I just now put up at whatreallyhappened.com about how this was all getting cranked up. And they were selling us the idea that we had to hate the Russians. And if you look back throughout history, it's always a case of leaders having to sell that some other country is the enemy, that they're bad, that they're subhuman, that they're gooks or slants or krauts or hajis or whatever, in order to sell their population. Oh, we got to go to war. Well, actually, I'm going to stay here at home. You're going to go to war. You and your kids are going to go to war. You're going to go into this other country. You're going to kill them all, and you're going to, you know, bring back all their treasure and give it to me. And those of you who die will go to heaven. It's all going to work out really well. And why the human race keeps falling for it over and over again is somewhat of a mystery to me.
Yeah, if you look, you know, it's like there's some tidbits of World War One and World War Two up in there. Those evil Russians, those evil Chinese stealing our jobs. Those evil Chinese and Russians. You know, it's like so reminiscent of the same propaganda that's been used throughout the centuries. You know. How sad, you know, human nature don't change, you know, this is the problem, like, you know, did you see that report that came out that said that, basically, we don't think we can win a war with the Russians or the Chinese? The United States...
Yeah, I was going to get to that. And I don't know what they paid for that report. They could have saved themselves a lot of money, because I've been saying exactly the same thing for months. You know, after 17 years of war... Our stockpiles are drawn down. Our weapons are worn out. Our armed forces are exhausted. The new weapons coming out of the military-industrial complex are expensive junk. No, we're not able to win a war against either Russia or China, let alone both of them together. And that means that if we do get into a war with Russia and China, sooner or later, it will go nuclear.
Yeah, because having both countries, if you're at war with both, I mean, you'd have to split a lot of ships and manpower, and we just don't have that ability to have that supply line to split into two. There's no way to take both on. That'd be like suicidal mission. Hey, Mike, and by the way, did you hear the Russians just tested a new torpedo? I think it might be the Cheval 2, which is like the new... Remember the super cavitation in the 70s they made?
Yeah.
Well, this one's probably the super cavitating two. But remember, the flaw in that back in the 70s was when it had to recalculate where it would go, it had to slow down. But, you know, 2018 is a different time. They can, you know, can do it on the fly now. So, you know, and I think it was doing 300 miles an hour or 250 miles an hour under the water.
It's very fast. It's very fast. Well, the way they do that is they literally are bleeding some kind of gas out of the very front of the torpedo. So it's actually flying inside this self-generated bubble. So it doesn't have the drag of the ocean around it. Doesn't have to worry about boundary layer drag. Anyway, listen, Dustin, we're going to have to let you go and take a break for station identification. We've got a couple more callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell Five.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.